You are listening to Words from the Servants, a podcast produced by the Servants of the Word, an international ecumenical brotherhood of men living single for the Lord. You can download this podcast from our website or access it on iTunes or any other podcasting apps.
Today is Wednesday, and our passage for the day is taken from Exodus chapter 3, verses 1 to 15. These 15 verses is packed. This is the story of the burning bush, and it reveals to us the wonderful characteristics of God. We can read in this chapter that it introduces a very significant change in the way God deals in the life of His people Israel. God seems to be silent for the past 400 years. Now we see God directly intervening through Moses. This is then a very significant point of transition. This point is the basis of all that is to follow. It is the basis of Moses' obedience, as well as for the entire nation. It is also the basis for all God's direct action in delivering His people from the bondage of Egypt. It is the beginning of the end of their oppression. The burning bush event is more than a life-changing incident in the life of one man, Moses. It is a crucial turning point in the history of Israel. It has a profound impact in the nation Israel, and it continued to serve as one of the key events in salvation history. The Lord comes down Himself to save His people, manifesting His presence and renewing His covenant. The Lord manifests not only to Moses, but also to all of us. Here, God reveals His nature to His people. We can see here the several dimensions of the character of God. First, the burning bush reveals to us that God is holy. God said to Moses not to come near because he is in the presence of God, and the ground on which Moses was standing is now a holy ground. God's holiness is the basis of His greatness. It is the basis of His love. He is utterly different. There is no God like our God. And therefore, His greatness and His love is like no other. Second, the burning bush reveals that God is the covenant-making and covenant-keeping God. God identifies Himself as, and I quote, "the God of your father, the God of Abraham, and the God of Isaac, and the God of Jacob," end of quote. The God in the burning bush is the same God who made a covenant with Abraham and reiterated it to Isaac and Jacob. This means that God will faithfully fulfill His covenant. Third, the burning bush reveals that God is compassionate and imminent. God's intention to deliver Israelites from Egyptian bondage is not only motivated by His holiness, or by His covenant with Abraham and the patriarchs. God's deliverance of His people is also based upon His compassion for them in the midst of their affliction. The God in the burning bush is not a God that is distant and removed as far as we thought. God is an immanent God. He is directly connected with and involved in our affairs. God revealed His name to Moses and to us. He makes Himself accessible. As we meditate on this passage, let's look at our current situation. Whatever hardships and problems you are dealing with, let us remember that God is holy and that there is no God like our God. He can do wonders in our life. He can make good the bad that we are facing. Let us also remember that God is a promise-keeping God. He will not allow us to be tested beyond our capacity to remain steadfast, and He Himself will find a way of escape in our time of testing. He who began a good work in us will bring it to completion. And lastly, let us remember that God is not far. He is the one who comes down to our aid. He will come to save us.
This podcast was produced by the Servants of the Word, a brotherhood of celibate men that is part of the Sword of the Spirit, an international ecumenical network of covenant communities. If you would like to support this and other ventures, simply go to www.servantsoftheword.org/donate.